It's a love-hate relationship I have with technology. I love it because I can do so much. It's easy to make video, it's easy to record audio, and then it's really easy to share it with people. The price to communicate globally now is virtually zero. All but zero. Yeah. Back when I was a child, it used to cost a huge amount of money to make a phone call internationally, and now you can use systems that use your internet connection, and the tiny portion of that internet connection is infinitesimally small. But there are other parts of it that I really despair over, and it's my lack of knowledge, really. I don't know how to code. I don't know how to get under the hood of computers big time, and it's just recently bitten me. A few months back, my MacBook Pro died. Oh well, you know, these things happen. Everything has a life, doesn't it? So I just walked away from it and didn't worry about it too much, and I couldn't afford to replace it. And then a few months later, I did a trip away, and I actually borrowed somebody's MacBook while I was away. And because of the way we can do things using cloud computing, I was able to do all of my work on her computer and just save it to Dropbox so that I had it when I went back home. That was great. But for this trip away, I'm going to be away for a few weeks, I wanted to have a computer, so I decided to buy a second-hand MacBook Pro, exactly the same model, 2008 model, like what I had previously. That way I had spare parts, you know, I could use the battery from the old machine with the new machine and things like that. And I thought, fair enough. So I looked around, and the going price is about $500, so I found one, and I purchased it, didn't I? And I got it home, and I did a secure delete of the hard drive to make sure that it was clean, and then I reinstalled my own software, and I had Time Machine so I could reinstall the exact configuration that I had previously on my other machine, and it was wonderful. I came down here and I was using it the last couple of days, and it suddenly died. It ain't working, and I'm sort of like, ah, bugger, you know, I've got to put up with this. And I really wanted to have a machine down here to work with rather than just using borrowed bits of kit that people have around me, which isn't mine. You know what it's like, you know. It's like having your own kitchen, your own bed, you know. It's very intimate. You want to use all of your own equipment. And the iPhone, you know, as good as it is, it just doesn't cut it for production. And even, you know, getting on Twitter and really going hard, it's, you know, it's all right for checking in and catching up on a few bits and pieces, but it's not like having a real hardcore machine to work with, let alone any production I might want to do. And I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll just have to suck it up and just deal with these couple of weeks that I'm away and not have a machine. But I contacted the fellow who I bought it off, and he was very good. He said, no worries, bring it over. I said, well, I'm away. And well, bring it over when you come back, and I'll give you your money back, or we'll fix it, or whatever. And I thought that was decent of him. He could have just told me to bugger off, you know, just deal with it, you know, buy beware. So for the moment, I have to deal with it, but that's the way it is. Love the technology, and sometimes I hate it.